KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's 55 degrees, KSL's top story. We should know in about 30 minutes whether Lane Bangeter will be allowed on the ballot as Phil Lyman's pick for lieutenant governor. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson joining us live from outside the courtroom. Heather has the latest. Heather?
Jeff, Bangeter's attorney argues the lieutenant governor's office is not supposed to be the gatekeeper and make decisions about eligibility. That's for the courts to decide, and no written objection was ever filed. Meanwhile, lawyers from the attorney general's office say it would have been against the elections office constitutional duty to accept a filing for candidacy, knowing already Bangeter was ineligible. Bangeter moved back to Utah in 2021, and the eligibility requirements say the candidate has to have lived in Utah for the 5 years next preceding the election. The two sides can't agree on if that means 5 years immediately before the election or 5 years ever before the election. The judge says he will come back and make his final ruling on the issue at 4:30. Reporting outside the courtroom, Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
KSL legal analyst Greg Skorda says a big part of why Lyman is so insistent on this lawsuit is likely because of the effort he's put into his campaign with Bangeter so far.
They have been working together. They probably got banners. They probably got signs. Got brochures. They probably spent, he claims in his lawsuit that they've spent six figures and that this would waste all of that money.
Skorda says the judge has one of two options in today's hearing, ruling that the lieutenant governor has to put Bangeter on the ballot or saying, too bad, you can't run. It's still against the rules. KSL News Time. 402, an FBI agent testified in Chad Daybell's murder trial this afternoon. He walked through finding 16-year-old Tylee's body in the backyard of Daybell's property. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe was in the courtroom. She joins us live now. Amy?
Jeff, this was probably the most serious, depressed mood I've experienced in the trial so far. Well, FBI Special Agent Steve Daniels described finding Tylee's remains near a pet cemetery. Two men sitting near me wiped away tears. Chad sat stoic, as always, but he was also very stiff, only glancing at the graphic images on his screen. At one point, the agent showed the jury a necklace and a charm they found in the fire pit, and then prosecutors showed a picture of that same necklace being worn by Tylee when she was still alive. The extremely graphic images were not shown to the public, just to the jury, many of whom looked visibly sick during this testimony. Reporting live in Boise, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. Our top national story this hour, at the Trump trial, longtime Trump aide Hope Hicks testified about a conversation she had with the former president about Stormy Daniels and the hush money. ABC's Olivia Rubin says Hicks' testimony was emotional.
She came across as remarkably credible on the stand. I don't think there was a person in that room who thought that Hope Hicks was not telling the truth. Just based off of her demeanor, she broke down crying. She was very careful with her answers. She was very soft, and she was very specific with what she was saying.
Hicks was on the stand for just under 3 hours. Mount Nebo Middle School in Payson received a fifth bomb threat this morning. That's the fifth in 3 weeks. The Nebo School District says the school was not evacuated this time. Police did sweep the building but found nothing suspicious. Hundreds of schools in Norway are taking a stand against cell phones in classrooms. They decided to ban the phones completely at 400 schools and came to find that it helped students' mental health. Dr. Lee Richardson from the Brain Performance Center says pushback for the ban in Utah comes from fear.
Maybe they got up out of a situation that was somewhat threatening, and that fear of not being able to reach their child is there.
The study shows boys experienced 43% less bullying after the ban in Norway, and there was an increase in academic performance for girls. Cinco de Mayo festivities begin tomorrow in Utah. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera asked the state's Hispanic community how they're celebrating.
When I asked Joanna Alvarado, in-stadium host for Real Salt Lake, if she celebrates Cinco de Mayo.
No, I do not celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Alvarado said it's not really a thing her community celebrates here. Unlike in Puebla, Mexico, where they celebrate their victory against the French army, the true meaning of the day. But speaking with Andrew Velasco inside the Latin Mall on Salt Lake's west side, he sees it as a positive way to bring others into their culture.
You might go out and go to eat at a place you hadn't before, and that might create some new awareness for you about a culture you don't really understand.
Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Health officials in Utah are warning about a new COVID variant.
The state has had a few samples of FLIRT, the latest COVID variants, and they might be better at getting around our immune systems than other variants. Dr. Kelly Okeson, scientist at the Utah Department of Health and Human Services, says the FLIRT variants have a mutated spike protein, allowing it to get past antibodies.
As these viruses are continuing to infect people and make us sick, they keep getting better at evading our immune system. And so we're seeing those additional mutations on the spike in response to us trying to fight it. It's trying to fight us.
Okeson says there's still not enough information to know if we'll have another COVID summer surge. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic on a Friday afternoon. The latest from Ricky Meese.
An accident southbound I-15, about 1300 south on the collector ramp. Emergency crews are responding. And then we also still have heavy delays southbound I-15 from about 21st Street, Ogden, through Roy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cinco de Mayo is not the only holiday this weekend. Stay here. My Minute of News is next.